It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us here on another edition of Mind Your Business, coming to you throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area and around the world on the powerful iHeartRadio Network. And thank you to the great listeners for tuning in and week out and expecting incredible business content. Of course, tonight we have actually a series. We have a team of incredible experts that are going to share their knowledge, and we'll get to that in a moment. But this is what propels us and sends us into the top 10 in New York AM radio, coming in number 4 once again. Pretty incredible. And of course, that's a testament to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who work so hard to produce great shows week in and week out. In particular, we thank Srili, Michal, Brocha, Michael, Miriam, Nachi, Michael, Moshe Chaim, Leah, and others who really give of themselves in order to make sure that we have an incredible show week in and week out. And that's what gets us into the top 10 in New York and radio. And by the way, if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, then you are automatically notified every single time an episode goes live. And in fact, last week's episode where we featured Ted Miller III, TM3, that's going to go live very soon. If you're subscribed to our YouTube channel, you are automatically notified on YouTube. We're at 710 WOR, Mind Your Business. That's how you reach us on YouTube. And when you click on subscribe, you're automatically notified. And you turn on to get the notification. You'll be notified every single time an episode goes live. Also, just a special shout out to a number of people. Darren, Peter, Robert, thank you at 710 WOR. Zeb Brenner, great seeing you this week. A veteran radio personality who precedes me here at 710 WOR. And of course, we are syndicated on many different platforms. Nucky Radio, The Jewish Home, they feature a print summary of selected business class, of selected Mind Your Business shows in a Q&A format. That's pretty cool and pretty, we get great feedback on that. And of course, our very popular Business Class Clips channel. That's micro learning. And you could sign up today by going to, on Instagram, just follow us at Business Class Clips on Instagram. On WhatsApp, you could sign up by going to, on WhatsApp, typing in, just texting sign up to 718-594-6519. Text the word sign up to 718-594-6519. So who are we featuring tonight? We are going to be featuring, you know what? First, we're going to go to an incredible clip from Lee Brower.
If you move into gratitude, then you have to do that by expressing it, you know. And gratitude unexpressed is ingratitude perceived. Sometimes we hold it inside. We say, well, I am grateful. But until we can get it out there, until people can hear it, until you can tell the person, maybe ask yourself the question, who can I see today that I see all the time, but I wouldn't normally see them unless I thought how grateful I was for them. And express gratitude to them, express a smile to them. I think that really the power of that gratitude going out is extremely important. So what I've done is merged two things. One is to move into gratitude, and then secondly is to be in motion. And so when you put those two together, gratitude with motion and doing something about it, I think that's, no matter what it is, the smallest step that you can take. You know, you only have to lift the anchor an inch to get the boat in motion, right?
Gratitude. How important is that? And that's why we opened the show with gratitude to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. Lee Brower. He's, for those in the know, they know how special that is. And tonight's show is going to be featuring a series of business class clips. You know, these are the clips, if you're signed up either on Instagram or on WhatsApp, you will automatically have seen that. They come as these little clips on WhatsApp. We have, we're approaching 5,000 people in the broadcast. On Instagram, we're approaching 22,000, and we have a number of different channels. We're approaching 30,000, the reach, 30,000 people a day who get these clips. So tonight, we're just going to tease you on the rich and valuable information that's shared every single day. And when you're signed up, you receive these 6 days a week. In fact, it's a great clip. Ari Boianjo, right? So Ari Boianjo, of course, is known as one of the great guitarists of our time. But he was on and shared some business advice. Let's give a listen.
Is it fair to say that there have been some families that have come to you for 2, 3, 4?
I'm up to 5.
5.
Yeah, thank God.
5 of their children. Yeah. They kept them coming back and back.
Yes, it's an amazing thing. And that's really what the relationship is. Not only is it obviously a beautiful boon for me, a gift or a gift for the band when we have, you know, repeat customers, which a large chunk of our clientele is, thank God. It's a gift for the client also. The first wedding, they weren't sure, do I take a chance at them? And after they have this amazing experience and a relationship post-experience to boot, what was by the first wedding hours of discussion and lengthy debate that I'm not sure. By the second one, it becomes 2 or 3 phone calls. And 5 minutes later, okay, honey, I took care of the music. It's a done deal. So it makes everyone's lives easier.
Retention, right? In the business world, retention. Every company, every operation dreams about this to get your people to coming back, right? Shep Hyken, right? I'll be back, right? His book was all about that. So here, Ari Boianjo discussed that. So even though, of course, many in the listening audience know about Blue Melody and how incredible his orchestra is, but he was on the airwaves here and shared that great advice. And that turned into a great clip here on Mind Your Business, which became a Business Class clip. So to follow us on Instagram, simply go to Instagram and type in Business Class Clips and click on follow. You'll be added to the many thousands that are already signed up. And if you wish to receive it as a WhatsApp broadcast every single day, text 2 words, sign up by WhatsApp to 718-594-6519. Again, text 2 words, sign up to 718-594-6519, and you will automatically be added. Okay, this is important business advice. Let me play it, and then we'll explain.
I had a scenario during COVID where it was a bad scenario, whatever it was. I told them, guys, hold on tight. It's going to be a bumpy ride and you're going to be okay. Trust me, you're going to be okay. And it's all in God's hands at the end of the day, but hold on tight. Just wait a few months and I'm going to return all your funds back after the due diligence and after everything. I left everything in God's hands for the rest of the course of the thing. I would say I returned back $5.8 million to all investors, where after I would say that time they came back to me, they felt it was, I guess, a safe investment. Let's call it. Almost quadrupled the amount of funds. Mm. And I would say that really was a game changer.
Alan Azule, on transparency, how important is that? I mean, people went through different scenarios during COVID and it was a very bumpy ride, but the importance of always communicating, even when it's a delicate situation, this goes on in business. Let's say the vendor's working on the project and, you know, they have to share some stuff with the client that's not necessarily a great update, but be transparent. You have to be transparent. And that's what Alan Azule shared. Now we go to a clip from Mark Trencher of Nishma Research.
For a new product, it's kind of iffy to kind of say, you know, X percent are interested in this new product. They probably don't really even understand it fully, but it's really an opportunity to talk to people. And whether you get 6 of your clients to get, in the old days, we had focus groups where we had 12 people in a room, you give them sandwiches and soda, you give them some money, they talk for 2 hours. And nowadays, along came Zoom, and the same thing can be done online where people talk to each other, they learn from each other, they talk about the product. This is called qualitative research. Qualitative research is really just having a conversation. Quantitative has a survey with questions. Qualitative has what's called a discussion guide, which looks like questions, but it's really a guide for the moderator, the person who's leading it to talk to people. And a survey is fixed, but a qualitative research, you can kind of deviate this way and that way, and you can go off on tangents.
Qualitative research, what an important marketing topic, because, hey, you know, when someone has an idea, a vision for a concept, for a product or whatever the case, or a new type of service, you have to do that research beforehand, do the due diligence. Are people really interested? Will people hop? Will people grasp what you're trying to accomplish? And that was, again, that was a clip that went out to nearly 30,000 people. Again, every single day, 6 days a week, Business Class Clips, these little 1-minute sound bites, which are packed with either tips on marketing, on management, on research, on productivity and transparency, so many different key business subjects. And they go out every single day, again, 6 days a week. Let's get in another clip before a commercial break. Stephen Gaffney.
We want to not only be part of something special, part of a team, but we also want to have that freedom to work our magic. And as opposed to being in an environment where there maybe is high achievement, but we're being micromanaged. You ever work with somebody who's just, they're on you, right? Now, people say, well, what about achievement? Well, we want to be clear on the goals, but then let people do their magic. As I often say to leaders, let people do it their way. As long as it's legal and ethical, who cares? Let them do it. Manage by achievement. And I've worked with a lot of top achievers, and what they want to do is they want to work their magic. They want to allow themselves to take initiative.
How incredible is that clip? How incredible. Stephen Gaffney. If you like consuming your media on WhatsApp, simply text two words to the following number. Text sign up to 718-594-6519. Sign up to 718-594-6519. Or on Instagram, simply follow us at Business Class Clips on Instagram, and you'll receive these clips every single day. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and Helicopter Charters, 24/6 Dispatch Center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team, toll free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
We're back, Mind Your Business with Ian Succaflis, right here on 710 WOR. And tonight's show is featuring a many, many incredible experts. Why is that? Because we're sharing some of the recent business class clips that have gone out. Business class clips is the micro learning channel where in a minute or less every single day you get a short video of incredible advice. In fact, let's give a listen to this clip by Sim Shane of Paraflight.
Everything that we do, especially in a business, when you have multiple moving parts, not where you're just maybe selling one item, but if you have multiple moving parts, make sure to document it, make sure that everybody knows what their responsibilities are. And sometimes as you grow your business, understand that some things don't work and it's okay. If you can't wait for everything to be perfect, if you're going to wait for that, you're going to be waiting years and years. Sometimes we believe in something so much and we really want it to work. And as the water is climbing higher and higher and higher, we're just saying, I really believe it'll happen. You know what? Fail fast, pivot, and move on to something else that's really going to work.
You imagine? Fail fast. In fact, we had a show, I think it was around a year ago or 2 years ago with Mike McIntyre of Citizens Bank, and he said that. He said, you know, listen, failing happens, but if something is going to fail, fail fast. Pick up on it very quickly. You don't want to schlep it out if it's just not working. That's a great clip by Sim Shane. Now we go to a clip by Bill George. Bill George took Medtronic from, I think it was $5 billion to $61 billion, if I'm not mistaken. And we had him here on Mind Your Business. And some of the wisdom that he shared was shared on Business Class. Again, these clips come every single day. You get them for free on Instagram. Just follow us at Business Class Clips. That's the handle on Instagram. And if you like consuming your media via WhatsApp, sure, text two words, sign up to 718-594-6519. Text two words. The words are sign up, very simple, on WhatsApp, and text it over to 718-594-6519. You'll receive these every day. Let's give a listen. Bill George.
It's all about who am I? And when you know that, then when you're under pressure, you can stay true to that. It is tempting to get pulled off your true north, but some people get pulled off so far they can never come back. One of them was a colleague of mine. I served on three boards, including Goldman Sachs and the World Economic Forum, Rajat Gupta, a great leader who got totally pulled off course because of the pressure. His pressure was to make a lot of money. And so he involved in insider trading and went to jail, sadly, for 2 years. So I think you just got to stay grounded in who you are. Before you go out and lead, you need to know who you are and what's important to you. What are your principles in leading? What are the beliefs you have? And then you take and put those into practice with people.
So these clips that go out, again, one clip per day features advice from a wide range of business leaders and executives. Now let's give a listen to a clip featuring Norm Trainer.
There are four things that differentiate you when you meet someone for the first time. What you know about them, the questions you ask, the stories you tell, and what you create together. One of the keys in addressing those three questions, right client, right value proposition, right exchange of value, the narrower your focus, the bigger your opportunity. You have to be very clear about whom you serve and how you serve them.
Yep, Norm Trainer, the Covenant Group. Here's a clip by Richard Solomon. Good friend Richard Solomon, noted attorney. Don't overplay a bad hand. You know, and these clips, there's a title on top. You got to check this out. It's amazing. And we get such great feedback. And thank you for all those that have reached out. They say, you know, I get those clips and I get stopped by people internationally. They're like, you know, those clips, I get those clips. I really appreciate it. It packs in an important business tip in under 60 seconds. How could you beat that? And it's free. It's free. If you're on Instagram, follow us at Business Class Clips. That's the handle on Instagram. If you would like to receive it as a daily WhatsApp broadcast, again, once a day, 6 days a week, text two words on Instagram. Text sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up to 718-594-6519. And you'll hear a clip like this by Richard Solomon.
Don't overplay a bad hand. One of the things that you see in business all the time, negotiations, trade-offs, settlement negotiations and a lawsuit, because I kind of am familiar with that. And I see people overplaying constantly a bad hand. It's like, You just have a two, a jack, and a six. That's a terrible hand. And they're playing it if it's a royal flush or a straight flush. Don't overplay a bad hand. If you have a bad hand, make the most of it, but don't overplay it.
You know, such a smart suggestion and advice that you're sharing, because people sometimes just hold on to it. They just don't get it. They're displaying a weakness.
Got to cut your losses. You know, you got to know when to hold them, got to know when to fold them.
And now let's give a listen to an expert in retail, online retail, Reuven Ribiot from Online Kosher Wine.
The impetus behind having new labels is what grapes are available. So somebody who has all these grapes is going to think to himself, well, there's a glut of Sauvignon Blanc on the market. Let's try to make a wine that has Sauvignon Blanc, mostly Sauvignon Blanc, call it something else. That would be the purpose of them having a new label. That's the strategy from the producer's viewpoint. Then you come to the retailer. What's the retailer's advantage? Well, anything new has an advantage to it. Somebody comes in, I tried all these whites. What do you suggest? Well, try this. This is new. Hopefully you've tried it and you like it and you can describe it. If you haven't, then shame on you. You should have done it. This is the primary issue as far as new wines are concerned. The strategy is simple. Make sure you know what your product is. Make sure you understand the product. And make sure you have people that you know that are going to like this product.
Reuven Ribiot from Online Kosher Wine. What's great about the clips is that every day they come out. Some of them are motivational or inspirational, but by and large, that's not the focus. The focus is to give you a great tip, a business tip that you could learn, whether it's B2C, B2B, or for an organization. A lot of information that's shared on the Business Class channel. Let's give a listen to another clip back with the famous guitarist, Ari Bayanju.
When the client is able to just put his trust in the artist that he hired and said, you guys are great, we know you're great, now show us why you're great and do your thing. That takes away any doubts. You know, it takes away any questions. When you can just get on stage and do what you've been known to do and continue to do. On the flip side, I will tell you that that is the art side of the coin. As mm-hmm. far as the customer satisfaction side of the coin, mm-hmm. our job is to make the customer happy. And if the customer wants to give me a song that was done, you know, at a Camp Color War in 1972, then yeah, it's something that I'm going to have to hunt down.
Not on YouTube.
Exactly. And it's and it's out of my wheelhouse, but we have to work on it. But when we deliver that for the client, there's a special level of service and customer satisfaction when you can do that crazy stuff for the client as well. So there's pluses to both sides of the coin. In the musical production artistry, you definitely want to let the artist be the artist.
Yeah, and I remember that question that was posed to Ari. It's a very important question. If someone is hiring talent, so, you know, how important is it to let them do their thing? Now, of course, for the artists out there from any type of field, they understand, let us do our thing. I mean, right? I'm talking here from, yes, exactly, from Bottom Line Marketing Group. Right, if a client comes to us and thinks, let us do our thing. Because if a client micromanages, this is what Ari Bianjo was sharing, if a client is micromanaging, you can't expect the artist to come out and flourish and be incredible at what they're great at, because they're being micromanaged by an outsider who's not great at that area. That's the important thing to, you have to face that. So if you're hiring Blue Melody, you're hiring Ari Bianjo, let him do his thing. Let him shred. It's really what? Let him shred? Let him shred. Somebody loves that. Okay, let's go to another clip by Alan Azuli, a friend, an expert, and for those out there that can relate to this, he is a descendant from the Chidah. How special is that? And he's been on the show a couple of times, and he shares incredible advice every single time. Let's give a listen.
So the repercussions of not answering right away is a lot worse. And I know a particular person who does that, who just ignores it. He just doesn't answer the WhatsApp, does not answer the email, just ignores it. It's such an important question and you need that answer immediately. So I think it's a lot worse and it's way better. Even if you answer partially and immediately, it's a lot better than not answering at all. I myself, if I'm in that scenario, years ago, I just, you know, just immediately would have responded. I was a lot younger, less immature, and would have answered right away. Today, I just take my time, not too long of my time, where I would just take a few hours, a deep breath, a walk, a coffee, whatever it may be, maybe just answer some other emails, do some other work, change your mindset, and do some other tasks, and then get back to it and then answer appropriately.
I love every single time we have him on the show. He shares such great advice. He actually has written, I think, what was it, 9 books, 10 books? He's a prolific author and just shares such great advice. Okay, now we're going to go to a clip featuring the CEO and president of Dale Carnegie. Now, Dale Carnegie, everyone knows the name Dale Carnegie, and many have read the book, and many have taken courses by Dale Carnegie. But Joe Hart, the president and CEO, is someone that just every single time we have him on, he shares such great advice on how to be successful in almost any type of business relationship or business scenario, and even some delicate ones. Let's give a listen to this clip by Joe Hart.
I had a conversation with one of my sons the other day. He came downstairs, and it was the morning, and he was just probably, he probably didn't want to hear what I had to say, but I'm like, hey, gosh, this is the day. This is the day we've got. It's a great day. Let's make it a great day, because when this day is over, it's one less day that we're going to have in our lives. So we should make this day great. And when we think with the end in mind, so to speak, who are the people who are important? What are the things that we want to do? What do I perceive my purpose to be? And am I living in accordance with that? Or am I just simply, you know, running from thing to thing and meeting to meeting? Not that those things aren't important, but we also want to have in the back of our mind, why am I doing them? And how does this tie into my larger purpose or mission?
Joe Hart, yep, from Dale Carnegie. That clip was sent, again, by WhatsApp for those that love receiving their material. That's their medium of choice to consume media by WhatsApp. You could receive these clips every single day. Each one that we've been sharing are recent clips on Business Class. If you wish to receive it as a daily WhatsApp broadcast, simply text two words to 718-594-6519. The two words are sign up. Text sign up to 718-594-6519 and you will receive it by broadcast, by WhatsApp broadcast. Or if you just want to receive it in your Instagram feed, simply follow us on Instagram. We're at Business Class Clips. On Instagram, we're at Business Class Clips. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and helicopter charters, 24/6 dispatch center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team toll-free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify, what is it I do best?
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saflis right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, reaching the entire tri-state area and beyond. And, of course, throughout the world, coming to you through the powerful iHeartRadio medium. And thank you and thank you. Tonight's show is featuring a wide range of experts. Sim Shane, Mark Trencher, Lee Brower, Ari Boyanju, Alan Azule. And how are we doing that? We're playing selected clips from the business class clips. Those that follow it know how amazing it is. And those that haven't started following it yet, give a listen to a couple of these clips and then we'll tell you how you could follow.
We have certainly learned over the past 2 years that there are a lot of people out there who feel they can't say what they want to say. So if you're worried about what you have to say, figure out a way to say it and reframe it in a way that talks about what you're for. And those are a lot of people coming my way right now, the kinds of people who know it is not healthy for them to not be able to say what they want to say. And there's also a way to reframe what they want to say in a way that will be more collaborative, that will show they're a team player, that will show they are exercising a great deal of positivity about the world, that they really want to strategically lead a team in the right direction. What are some of the words they can use? What's some of the compassion they could imbue in conversation and just opening up to a deeper awareness?
Jane Stafford, leadership advisor. And let's go back to another clip by Mark Trencher.
What market research is broadly is a set of tools that help you find the answers to important questions. For me, the key has always been the questions, even more than the answers sometimes. So the first question that often comes to mind is deals with the topic of awareness. Do people know that I'm around? I have a business. I have a hardware store in Flatbush, Brooklyn. Do people even know I'm there? How do people find out about me? In the old days, it was the yellow pages. So now, how do people find out? Looking it up in a newspaper, word of mouth, and how much do they know about me? If I specialize, if I have certain specialties, do people know that? Yeah, I've got a niche in this particular area. And also in the area of awareness, do people have any impression of me compared to my competitors, compared to the store that's four blocks away? So these are just all questions dealing with awareness, the sense that people have of businesses.
Yeah, Mark Trencher discussed that, how important it is for a business owner and a business and operation to truly understand what's going on in the mind, in the marketplace, in the mind of the buyer and people out there. Because we could always be just kind of dreaming, imagining that, yeah, everyone understands exactly what we do, what we provide. No. Great marketing is what's key, what's needed in order to communicate that. And of course, market research is one way to get a good handle if you really understand it, or if you really have a great handle on what they're thinking or not. Okay, let's give a listen now to a clip by Adam Levin. Adam Levin was a co-founder of Credit.com. He wrote the book Swiped. And this is in today's day and age with hackers out there and other types of danger lurking in the cyber world. This show was an incredible show. And by the way, what we're playing also, if you're on YouTube, these episodes are up on our YouTube channel. On YouTube, we're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. That's on YouTube. And if you subscribe to us, you're automatically notified when a new episode goes live. Let's give a listen to this business class clip featuring Adam Levin.
Now, in the old days with ransomware, it was like, we freeze your files. You'll see a skull on your computer with a clock ticking back from 90 hours telling you if you don't pay us a certain amount of Bitcoin, which will double as the time goes on, we will start deleting your files and ultimately wipe out anything that you have. It has evolved to the point where now if a business gets hit with ransomware and business has been paying out a fortune worldwide for ransomware, they're basically told, well, if you don't pay it, we're going to release the information for all of your clients, customers, employees, put you in harm's way. And now they're going after the people whose data it is and trying to get money from them as well.
Yeah, scary world. Very important to be prudent and to have a great firewall in place. Absolutely. We're going to now go to a clip featuring, oh, here, this is important, the benefit of a loan officer. You know, it's amazing about business class clips. We cover such a wide range. Listen to this clip. And then you get an understanding of that when someone is approaching a loan for their business, why it's so important to have a loan officer that truly understands your needs and can package the right type of deal.
I interact with SBA. I look at hundreds of loans that are not my clients throughout the year on loan committee. I know what the loan committee, I know what SBA is looking at to see when they approve a loan and when they do not approve a loan. I know what makes a business look good and what makes a business look bad. The local officer does not necessarily know SBA. He knows there's an SBA out there, just like all of us.
Right.
The reason why it's important to go to a broker, we know which bank is the right bank to go to, which bank is going to do your deal, or which bank is interested in doing your deal. Sometimes banks are low on loans for a year, and they're, I don't want to say desperate, but they're interested in and they'll be more lenient with a new loan, with your loan. So you have to go to that bank. Number two, you have to prepare it properly. SBA has a format that they're used to. Everybody has their own format. What is the right format to help you get your loan quicker in a timely fashion?
Yankee Markowitz from the SBA Loan Group. And now we go back, well, not back, but to another clip featuring Bill George, the former CEO of Medtronic. He took Medtronic from, I think it was around $5 billion to $62 billion. what an incredible interview. He wrote the book True North. Let's give a listen.
How do you know what's going on? One of the big problems CEOs have is a lot of them don't know what's going on. They spend 68-70% of their time in meetings in the head shed. They never get out with their people. If you go out and talk to your people, you'll know what's going on. You go to the stores, like my colleague Hubert Jolie did at Best Buy. You get out and talk to people on the production lines, and you get out and talk to people in your labs to see what they're working on. That's where the action is. It's not up in some meeting at headquarters looking at statistics.
Now, of course, he didn't discount the fact that a CEO has to like keep an eye on the operations and responsibility of the direction of the company. But he did say, and that was the name of that clip, was CEOs need to walk the floors. How important that is. And that is, that's key. They need to walk the floors. You got to see it. When we had many, and again, we've had many Fortune 500 executives and leading CEOs over the years, and they've all advocated the same type of idea. You got to get out there into the trenches in order to have a really great idea of what's going on. Now we're going to go to a clip. This is actually a fun show, and there are many clips from this star. Let's give a listen, and I'll explain.
It was two new employees that came on. I call them in. It was 9:30 in the morning and maybe until 1:30. And I could tell you, it felt like it's 190 degrees and the humidity was a million, but it was hot. It was really hot. Okay, now what? July, right? So we were going over how to service portable toilets and what belongs on the toilet, what belongs in the trailer, what parts needs to be stocked and so on. And to be honest, my executive team, on the other hand, when I was talking to them at 2 o'clock, they were telling me like, are you stupid? I mean, you got people to do that for you. And I said, no. I did it maybe 50% or 40%. I did it because I needed the employees to understand how to do this. But 60% of it, I did it for me. So I should be able to stay fresh and to stay understanding. So in every business, you have to be prepared and ready to jump in and to do every aspect of that business. And if you're not committed of doing that, then basically you're not working for yourself. You're working for the person that you're scared will step into your shoes and do what you need to do when you can do it.
A. Brewer, CEO of John To Go, and how amazing was it to follow up? What an amazing follow-up clip for the to the one that we just heard from Bill George, because right, he was talking about that CEOs need to know what's going on, need to walk the floor, need to have a great idea in order to truly understand what's going on in their company. let's give okay, now we're going to go to a clip featuring Stephen Gaffney. Stephen Gaffney is one bright individual, and you know, many of the toughest business questions, interaction with people on the team that sometimes might be a little delicate, or how to really see beyond your present, as they say, dollaramas, to see your present situation, how to really scope out and beat a path for growth. Stephen Gaffney. Let's listen to this clip.
There are five loves that a company needs to focus on that will keep employees. So the first love is the love of purpose with impact. Now, we all know and we've heard about like finding your why and making sure the organization has a sense of purpose. But quite often the purpose is not really with an impact. Here's what I mean by that. If I were to say, like I have a client right now and they do advertising. So our purpose is to give the best advertising to the customer. But what does that advertising mean? Well, that advertising means for their customer that with their businesses, they're going to be more successful. They generate revenue, which means they can pay their employees better. And the employees are going to be able to do things more with their family and have better schooling for their kids or vacation or whatever. So what we really want to look at is purpose with impact. And are we really good with that? And are we sharing that? Or we always focus on the goals on revenue and profit, which is fine for top executives, but it doesn't motivate the everyday person.
Stephen Gaffney, a communications consultant for Fortune 500 companies. Stephen Gaffney is a incredible expert. And there he's talking about motivating his team, building out a great team and retaining them. These type of clips, you could receive them every day for free. We reached nearly 30,000 people. That's besides all the people that forward it afterwards and tag it and like it, and it spreads that way as well. If you like consuming your media on Instagram, follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's our handle at Instagram. And on WhatsApp, you could receive it as a daily WhatsApp broadcast. One a day, 6 days a week. Text two words, sign up to 718-594-6519. Again, on WhatsApp, text sign up to 718-594-6519 to receive these clips, one clip a day, every single day. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and Helicopter Charters, 24/6 Dispatch Center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team, toll free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back for the home stretch of tonight's show, Mind Your Business with Isaac Saflis, right here on 710 WOR. A special thank you and a shout out to the great team at Bottom Line Marketing Group who make it happen, in particular Srilli and Michal, and there are many others, but those two in particular just make it happen week in and week out, and it's so incredible, so fantastic, and that's why we came in recently number 4 in the top 10 in New York AM radio. That's according to Nielsen, the Nielsen ratings. That's pretty cool, and that's a testament to the fact that we produce a great show and great executives that are featured week in and week out. Tonight we're sharing, we've already shared probably over 24 clips, business class clips that were featured that reach so many people, that reach nearly 30,000 people every single day. If you're on Instagram, simply follow us at Business Class Clips. That's our handle on Instagram. And if you like getting media by WhatsApp, you would receive a clip like this in your WhatsApp, and then we'll tell you right afterwards how to join and receive it.
Strategies are free in our book. I can give you all the ideas under the sun, but execution is key. And I think what I've seen with all of our partners is they truly value the amount of hands-on work that we do with them. We're all about give you the strategy, then execute. We'll take a financial performa, turn it into accounting. We'll take a go-to-market strategy and turn it into digital marketing. I mean, we're very ingrained in their operations. So the minute they see us there, helping them with inventory, calling their staff, taking team meetings, showing up when no one else would show up, because we're not caring about the billable hour, we're caring about the impact and the success of their business. And I've seen that firsthand be really the success for us.
Ron Crudo of Equiturn Solutions. And you could receive that if you like consuming your, if you consume your media by WhatsApp, by a WhatsApp broadcast, simply text two words, sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up to 718-594-6519, and you would receive a clip like that. Now let's go to another clip featuring the CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart.
I was talking to an executive CEO of a very large company, and he said, you know, the biggest challenge I have is getting my brilliant people to feel comfortable speaking up, because they're afraid if they say something and they're wrong, it could really impact their career. On the other hand, if you look at companies, and Google did an extensive study on psychological safety, it's a project called Workplace or Project Aristotle, where they found that in environments where people feel comfortable, where it's not going to be held against them if they make a mistake and so forth, that's one of the traits of a high-performing culture. In fact, it's the single most important trait. So there are things that leaders can do to model that, but things that they can do to discuss it and ultimately to put into practice.
What an incredible clip. What an incredible piece of advice. Yep, that was a typical business class clip. And again, a special thank you to all those that stopped me, call me, send me emails, send me WhatsApp messages that the clips of how amazing these clips are. And they are amazing. And for those that aren't signed up yet, again, you could receive it via two different methods. Instagram, actually TikTok as well. Instagram, TikTok, or WhatsApp. On Instagram and TikTok, our handle is Business Class Clips. If you wish to receive the daily broadcast on WhatsApp, text sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up to 718-594-6519 to receive the daily clip. Now let's go to another clip featuring Ari Boyanju.
I think that not only is it important to be comfortable in your own skin, I think that specific skill set of what God gives a person, gives everybody, is very much indicative of what their potential is and what they could become, what should they be doing with their time. And that certainly translates into business. I played music from a very young age. My parents gave me piano lessons from age 10.
And they encouraged it.
They encouraged it, sure. Now, things weren't that exciting when I had a cooler older cousin that played guitar, and I told him I wanted to ditch piano and switch to guitar because it was so much cooler. But they understood, and they saw me practicing, and the noises from the basement slowly evolved into what people could start discerning into music. And music was clearly a large part of my life and my upbringing and my joy for many, many years, and I have my parents to thank for that.
Now, the technical genius that makes this show happen every single week, Srilly loves it. Srilly's smiling. He knows how to shred himself, so he can appreciate it. Whoa, what a... Srilly, was that a great clip by Ari? Yeah, he's shaking. Okay, now let's go to a marketing tip featuring Amanda Holmes. Amanda Holmes, and in fact, they just re-released The Ultimate Sales Machine by Chet Holmes with Amanda Holmes. The new release is available in bookstores nationwide and on Amazon. Let's give a listen.
What happened in the 1 year of everybody shutting down for quarantine, our buying habits became so much more online than ever before. We progressed as far as online interactivity. Mm-hmm. What would have happened probably in a decade happened in a year. It takes about 21 days to create a habit. We had an entire year of having the habit of buying online. So there's no way that we're going back. So for every business owner, everybody that is in marketing, if you don't have a very clear online pathway for people to buy, not only just marketing of educating them on how to buy, educating them on their pain points, educating them on what they need to know about their livelihood, right? My father had this quote, and I'm putting it in the new edition of The Ultimate Sales Machine: the death of the salesman, the birth of the strategist. The job of a marketer today is really, it's now blending over to, you also have to be able to sell as a marketer.
Amanda Holmes, CEO of Chet Holmes International. Let's go to another clip featuring Alan Azoulay.
When I was younger, my parents recognized my weakness, including myself, and it was for reading comprehension. And I would say I had every ethnic tutor background. I had probably 100 tutors at least. And from it, I said, okay, it's either I remain in the dark and not go anywhere, or I just go and do it and just motivate myself. And what I ended up doing was taking my weakness, where I would have a paragraph, read it once or twice or five times, and I just couldn't comprehend, I couldn't understand. And then fast forward years later, I ended up being an author. So I took my true weakness and made it my strength, from not reading to eventually becoming an author, a columnist, and so on and so forth. So, of course, it was a process to get to that point. And my parents were a big asset to it. My tutors were a big asset, but it was mainly my will to just move forward and just constantly get to that final result.
Yeah, and that clip was called Pushing for Potential. Pushing for Potential. Let's give a listen to a clip. This one is really cool. A father and son came in and talked about a business that's around 8 decades.
It's just a matter of communicating with the customers. You know, you have to educate them, and you have to just maintain a certain level of calmness while you're in crisis. You don't want to dig the hole even deeper. So what I tell people is, the market is the market. I can't control the outcome of that. That's out of my hands. It's out of my control. That's commodities. That's Wall Street. You know, we're regular people here on 14th Avenue in Brooklyn. Right. So two completely different worlds. Let's control what we can control. What's in my hands. And that's what I preach. And that's what I emphasize the most to everybody. When I try to get new customers to deal with me, I tell them, do you want to talk about the price, or do you want to talk about actually saving money? They're two completely different things.
Ben Cohn, Vice President of Kohler Fuel. And that, like I said earlier in the program, these clips apply whether it's a business that's B2B, business to business, business to consumer, or if you're an organization, you're a school, you're reaching out to donors, you're reaching out to parents. There's so much practical advice that's packed into these clips that go out every single day, once a day. If you like to consume, if you wish to receive this video via a WhatsApp broadcast, once a day, one clip goes out, and each clip is a minute or less. On WhatsApp, you could, if you text sign up to 718-594-6519, you will automatically be entered to receive these clips every single day. Or if you're on Instagram or TikTok, simply follow Business Class Clips, and you'll receive one a day. Well, we're running low on time, so we have to get to one featuring Mark Bodner, CEO of L&R Distributors, and we're looping it back. When we started the show today, we began with a clip from Lee Brower. Lee Brower is a very, very smart person, and there are many CEOs that leverage his talents and his time. And he was talking about gratitude. And we loop it back to Mark Bodner, who again is going to discuss gratitude. Listen to this Business Class clip.
Once you have that gratitude mindset, so then you start talking about things like colleague strength. And in order to have a colleague strengthened type company where we're there for each other, you have to have gratitude at the same time. You can't be colleague strengthened without gratitude. And that's how the links in the chain start to make sense. Intentionality. How do we do this intentionally for the right reason at the right time? Could you have that without gratitude?
I wish we can go on, but we're running low on time. So I just want to remind the listeners, in case you're wondering, like, how can I receive those clips? They're videoed. These little mini video clips that features in a minute or less, it's called micro learning, in a minute or less, everyone loves these, a great business tip. On WhatsApp, text two words, sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up to 718-594-6519, and you will automatically receive it by WhatsApp. Or if you like consuming this type of media on Instagram or TikTok, simply go to on Instagram, Business Class Clips. Same thing on TikTok, Business Class Clips. That's the handle. And if you click on follow, you will automatically receive this in your feed every single day. Well, this wraps up an amazing edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WR, the Voice of New York. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful. Every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.